Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and also all podcast catchers, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Apple, everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and as always, everybody's favorite horror writer is by my side, Nicole Six.
Good evening.
Now, Nicole, you weren't co-host for a few years, so you missed a few interesting guests.
Quite a few, I think.
Quite a few, and none more interesting than the one we have today. She goes by many names, but for our purposes right now, we're going to call her. She's a writer, director, model, actress, rock star, all sorts of things. Occultist. I'm sorry.
Occultist. Yes.
Yes. Just somebody that has been in the scene for a long time, and she is always fascinating, always unpredictable. Seraphim Ward. Hi, Seraphim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been 3 years since I saw you last.
And I know, right?
You're ever evolving, you're ever transforming, but you're ever lovely. So it's always great to have you on. I know you reached out a few months ago, you had a lot of things going on. I'm looking at your websites and I do see a lot going on, and we're going to talk about that. Before we do, got to get a sponsor out of the way real quick. I found a grape bubble gum in the refrigerator. Raise energy drinks. These are the best. They taste the best. They work the best. I've tried every energy drink on the market. These are the best. The best part about it, zero carbs, zero calories, zero crash. Go to our description and in any podcast catcher you're listening to or on YouTube, there's a code and you can get 15% off a case of Raise energy drinks. This will also be on our website, darkmarkshow.com. So, Nicole, I kind of briefed you a little bit on Seraphim, but first off, before the show, I asked you what your name was, because last time you were on the show, you were known as Gotham Nightmare.
Well, no, I am. Obviously, you see my makeup. But yeah, just overall image, but yeah, Seraphim Ward, like that's the name that I guess that, you know, that's me. And we're about to release, I guess, after 8 years, the lawsuit, like, results, they won't go public. And like, it's still the most funniest thing you ever imagine, because like, I was like, I called my attorney and I was like, you know what, I really need to have the transcripts or like what happened. So then like after like a couple months, then I got it. And then he was all like, okay, I'll give it to you. And then I was like, what the hell? It took 8 months, I mean 8 years to get that. It was like a dismissal that I won the lawsuit. Like, with Marilyn Manson.
Oh, you're talking about the Marilyn Manson incident. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yes. Clarify this about the Marilyn Manson thing. The Marilyn Manson to you, or you sued him?
Oh no. Okay, so it was hilarious. I guess my attorney said it was a publicity stunt for Californication, because during that time, I guess he got on Californication like 4 times. So he's doing a PR stunt for Californication, and right. So in doing that, he used me and Pogo's information. He used my name, and then I did a deposition with my attorney, and so he was asked for $50,000. Under the table. And so I said, I'm going to keep this. And so my attorneys asked him for a deposition, and then he dropped everything. He missed the first two depositions he missed. So they subpoenaed him to court. And then he told the judge he didn't want to go that far. And then it was just like over. But it took 8 years. They haven't even told the public yet. So they have to tell the public what's going on since the Rachel Wood and Marilyn Manson allegation just happened. Right. They called me from the UK. They come from the UK to do the Marilyn Manson documentary. So I'm part of that in the UK. That's like right now information. And like to to get the results out and what happened, you know, and because it was like the PR who did it. Everybody knows that.
Right. Nicole, just to catch you up and all the viewers up and may not know, you used to go out with Madonna Wayne Gacy, the Pogo, the keyboard player of Marilyn Manson. When he was good, for some reason.
He was my boyfriend. We lived together in New York.
So I didn't know, you see, I didn't know the whole, from what I was reading on your website, Marilyn Manson had said you defamed him.
Yeah.
You had said he was a
allegedly I called him a Nazi sympathizer and a racist. It was, and I never said that. And right. That's when my attorney said that he said put up on me and ranking in the lawsuit papers, and he said that it was a publicity stunt, basically, from Manson.
Wow.
Law from a Beverly Hills. And he didn't win the lawsuit, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, he doesn't seem to. His lawyers don't seem to be that great, to be honest with you. He's losing a lot of lawsuits these days. But
I had someone try to sue me once for something I said in an email to another person. They also lost that lawsuit. But it's pretty crazy what people will do.
Yeah, yeah. But we were still living together at the time. Yeah, Pogo was. So I think it was between him and Pogo, yeah. Not me.
Still living together when he tried to sue you? That's crazy. Yes.
No, me and Pogo was.
The keyboard. Yeah, no, I know what you meant.
Yeah, yeah, we were still together when he did that. So it was like retarded.
Was this when Pogo left the band, or was he still in the band?
Do what?
Was Pogo still in the band, or was he? Or
oh, no, he wasn't still in the band, but they're still together. Like, they still talk. You know what I mean? Like, right, me and him were still dating. Me and Pogo were still dating.
Right. But this is when he left the band, and there was all sorts of sniping in the press, and they were talking shit about each other. And
yeah, he was in my house.
Yeah.
He was in my house. Like, if you hear the interviews online, they're kind of funny during the time. I was like, what is he doing? Like he comes home like he didn't do anything. And then I had a Russian girlfriend. She's an actress, a model who lives in my house with me a photo. And she told me like all these things. I said, that's not true. And so I asked him, he says, what is she talking about? It's not true. And I said, yes, they are. So anyway, the police came escorting out of my house. That's how we broke up.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. They escorted
Pogo out and went to Pakistan to leave. Because my girlfriend was like, she's with him there because she says that when I'm not there, he says things to her like he doesn't want her there.
Right.
He doesn't want her around. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what's going on with all that. I just told a police officer. I said, maybe we should just break up a little bit. And then he kind of got upset about it. That's kind of like how that ended with me and Pogo. And then he called me. Oh, he had a friend to get hold of me 2 years later and offered me a gig as a celebrity guest for AFM. And it was AFI.
Okay.
His guest, as a guest speaker for the Chinese exchange students to California at the film school, because I'm a filmmaker.
Right, I understand. That's how I met, because you had cast me in a movie that we're still, it still hasn't been filmed yet, but it will be. But I said we met because you threw out a casting call for a goth comedian, and here I was.
That's exactly.
The goth comedian.
Exactly. But I know that's what I say, you're a writer, you're a filmmaker, you're an actress, you're a model. You're an occultist. Now,
my boyfriend, occultist. That's what came out. That's what came out when my whole life, when they did like the whole scandal.
Right.
This was the occultist, Seraphim Ward.
Okay. Because I tiptoed around the Marilyn Manson thing because I didn't want to get sued again. But I remember last time.
I got sued the first time.
Yeah, you should have been. Yeah, and he's probably got bigger cases to worry about these days. But because last time you were on the show, we danced around a little bit, like if you were in the Illuminati, if you were a witch, and now you're an occultist.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Okay. Define occultist, please. Please tell me how you define an occultist.
Supernatural, paranormal. Do the supernatural and the paranormal. Yeah. I was born in it, basically. It deals with more of the grand architect, which is the illumination, more than Illuminati.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like I'm not a Mason because I won't join a lodge or anything like that where there's like people you go in and you sit down with other music artists. Mine's more independent. It's more of like we call let me see what's the right word used for it. It's not spiritual, but it's haze is a better word.
Okay.
It's hard to explain unless you're in it.
Well, I'm just, that's why I want to get it from you. Cause I'm not, I cast no dispersions. I cast no judgment, but.
Do you work with the Goetia? Are you a left-handed path or are you like full on, I don't want to say Satanist, cause people always just assume Satanist, but are you a full on occultist?
Well, for one of the cultists. Well, my last name was Tharp, and that's what the whole thing was also about, which is that that's the name of the last name of Christ. And the Holy Grail, which is my bloodline. I don't know if you read about that, the serpent bloodline. And I was
more of an esoteric occultist. Do you practice hermetics?
No. Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I also have the cauldron cups, which is the urine. I have a coffee shop.
Yeah, I appreciate you being in a coffee shop so we can do this, but
I know, but it's like the best we have over here in Florida.
Right, I know now. People keep like looking in, they don't know what's going on. I imagine you walk into a coffee shop, you get a lot of attention anyway, but when you're on a podcast and you got light and everything and you're talking about, did you just say urine? Did I miss that?
Oh, yeah. The cauldron,
please tell me more.
Oh my gosh.
Please, in the internet coffee shop, tell me more about urine, please.
I've already said too much already.
Oh geez. No, we're just getting started, but wait till they
I know, right?
Wait till they find out who you dated and some of your now here's the thing. And I don't know about your urine, but maybe we'll get to that later. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I read somewhere and you had and by the way, you have a lot of names. You're a woman of many, many pseudonyms.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked Seraphim Moore, because there's Seraphim of Nazareth, Gotham Nightmare, and now you've got Porcelain.
Porcelain Freak.
Porcelain Freak.
That's a project that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Porcelain Freak, yeah. And my new music video, that's when I'm with Crumble Vampires, and I'm Porcelain Freak, which is like white porcelain, basically.
I understand, but and I like the look. Trust me, I'm all for porcelain and white and pale. Everybody knows that, but you were born Creole and you're mixed race.
Yeah, I am Creole.
So I kind of get the irony, but is that what you're going for? Or is it just like, I don't know what's going on here? I like it. I'm just confused.
I'm sorry.
I like it. I'm just confused.
What are you confused about?
I'm very attractive. Why a lovely, beautiful Creole woman that adopts a for lack of a better word, a white face look?
Yeah, I do have a white face look, exactly.
It's not a reverse minstrel show, it's something else.
What do you mean, with makeup, like with the porcelain makeup over a Creole face?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Yes, that is what I said. You know me. I'm ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you're also referring to yourself. I don't know if this is something I should say in the coffee shop, but as Nazi Angel.
Nazi Angel. Yeah. Well, it's just my last name means angels. Nazis are angels. They're SS means seraphim. If you're thinking about that, which means the golden ass, which goes back to the Trinity. And I know a lot about that, and I think I spoke about that a long time ago, and so did Pogo, and that's something else that he had mentioned, and my friend's like, no, that's you, you're the Nazi, so we don't know what the whole mix-up was about that. I don't even know that I won, but that's what people call me, Nazi Angel. That's kind of like my last name. It's Anglo-Saxon, which is my last name almost got banned in USA because of the white blood, pure blood supremacy connection to it.
Right.
And it's mostly Indiana, and that's where I was born. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, but it's like one of the most dangerous, what do you call it? I guess the legacy of Christ.
Okay.
I was going to ask, do you think you're Nephilim? Do you think you're descended from angels?
Yes, I am an angel.
Absolutely. That's what I thought. I was just following. I'm making sure. Okay.
Absolutely.
See, this is why I have Nicole. She knows about all more about the mystical world than I do. I don't know. I don't know anything. But she's asking good questions, and I'm asking stupid questions. But that's just that. You know, that's me. Because I know that last time we were on the show, you were telling me that Gene Simmons told you you need a good name, and you have like 20 of them. The one I like, Serpent Rain.
You like Serpent Rain?
I think you should go with that one. And there's a story behind that, because I saw this on your website, and also you had emailed me this. You took a DNA test.
Yes.
And you have serpent's blood in your DNA.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Pure blood. And I have, we have the results. And I have not one disease of any sort, not even any drip of illness, sickness, blood. I don't know.
That's more than Marilyn Manson could say.
I know, right?
I said it. You didn't. Go ahead. He can sue me all right? He wants. I can use the publicity.
Yeah. So I could boast about it legally and publicly that I have serpent DNA. I'm a pure blood. Not even one. Like, everybody has something, right? But yeah.
Is that true? Everybody has some, like, reptile?
Well, I don't know. I was told. Like, they're like, that's impossible. They're like, that's impossible. So we have the results on that. So, yeah.
Is it 100% serpent? How much percentage of human and serpent are you?
No, 100%, which means
you're 100% serpent.
It means I'm an angel. Angel's DNA is what they call it. Kind of like COVID-19. What is that?
I said that was why I asked. I was picking up what you were saying. It's interesting that you have it scientifically confirmed, though. That's fascinating.
Oh yeah. I have DNA confirmed. Kind of like COVID-19. Yeah. They haven't told what they're looking for. Like, do you know what they're looking for COVID-19?
I have no idea what they're looking for.
It says bat DNA.
Right. Well, you have serpent DNA, so you're immune.
What?
I said you have serpent DNA, so you're immune. Are you immune to COVID because you have serpent DNA?
Oh, no. Yes, I am. Yeah, I am.
I that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I me with my stupid human DNA, I'm still wearing masks, but that's just me, you know. Actually, I wear masks just to cover half my face, but that's another thing altogether. I'm not as beautiful as you are. You know that, you know. And here's the thing. Now, you're an angel. I'm trying to figure out, is it because you're an angel? Is this why, like, all these celebrities? Yeah, see, another great looking guy right there with you, of course. Yes, how are you, sir? I don't even know who you are, but nice to see you. I guess you're in Miami in an internet cafe, and I'm envious of the hair. You're a good looking guy.
Thank you.
I was gonna say, you seem to, there's something about you that seems to attract really good looking celebrities. If this guy's an aspiring actor, musician, whatever.
So, are you my boyfriend, or what are you?
Are you a boyfriend? Are you her boyfriend? Is that what's going on? What's going on here?
I'm sorry.
Are you her boyfriend? First of all, what's your name, sir?
Ethan.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, friend.
So you heard on Dark Mark, right?
I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and it's nice to meet. I didn't know we were gonna have a doubleheader, and Nicole's right there. She says hi as well.
So are you also into the occult?
I am. I'm a pagan.
There you go. See, I'm out of my depth with this whole conversation. I was just, I asked about the name, and I got the whole Marilyn Manson transcript, and then I got the, this whole thing. I didn't know that the serpent's blood meant you were an angel, but you know what I need to really get into this conversation, and I think Nicole has some of this, is our other sponsor, Renegade Kush and Renegade CBD.
That is
talk about Renegade Kush and Renegade CBD real quick.
This is where we talk about our sponsors, but it's easy to talk about sponsors like this when they're providing you with CBD products. I was at the pool on Tuesday, and I met this guy, Joe, and he was talking about how he was in constant pain, but then he used the CBD lotion and how it was healing the pain in his joints. And we have that. You can get that at Renegade. What's the address, Mark?
RenegadeKush.com and RenegadeCBD.com.
At Renegade,
highly recommended.
The bath bombs, and I've had this lotion, and I keep some of it still just because it helps with all sorts of inflammation and soreness.
Right. So go to Renegade Kush and Renegade CBD. Now back to the loving. Now, where did you guys meet? This is what I want to know.
Where did you meet?
How do you meet Seraphim Ward?
I was playing pool by myself because, you know, I like pool. It's a great game. She came in and asked me why I was playing alone, and I told her I was practicing because, once again, I really like pool. So she joined me, but we didn't buy any drinks there, so they ended up kicking us out early, and we just went to another bar and got drinks there and hit it off almost instantly.
That's great. Now that's a luxury. Now, Sarah, I was going to say, I really need to back up here. You are one of the many people that have left L.A.
Yes,
living in New York now, is that right?
Yeah, in New York. I just got here to Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, you're in Florida.
But yeah, I'm filming Scarlet Vampire in New York City, and I'm still there right now. So I'm in Florida for my skin, basically. I have a hell of a tan, so I'm putting it back to my skin turn. So my doctor's here in Hollywood, Florida.
Okay, yeah. So why did you leave L.A.? I mean, everybody's leaving L.A., but why did you leave L.A.?
I don't know. It was just stagnant. Like, there's nothing. It's the same. Everything. Like, East Coast is like everyone's there. It's popping. There's opportunities for work. I booked so many gigs in New York City. And so I'm like, why would I go back to LA when I have to go to East Coast anyway? You know, they contact me in New York for the Marilyn Manson documentary. I can say that because it actually just happened. You know, and so I'm going to, like literally just now happened. So I don't know what's going on with that. They're getting together, I guess, more females and men that have dealt with them. But I'm one of the ones that revert, so they contact me and I agree to do it. Let me see. I don't know. Just like everything's over here.
Right. Just,
I'm sure
just
seeing horror movies or something.
Right. Just to be clear. You never dated Marilyn Manson. You never had sex with Marilyn Manson.
I'm sorry?
Just to be clear, you never dated Marilyn Manson. You never had sex with Marilyn Manson. You dated Pogo, Madonna.
Oh, no. Madonna went in Gacy. And Trent Reznor.
I'm getting to the names. This is my way of transitioning. So
he has all the names. Like,
No, trust me. I'm a pro at this. I know how to do this. So you, yes, Nicole, Seraphim dated Trent Reznor for on and off for over 10 years.
Well, were you his perfect drug? I said, were you his perfect drug?
I'm just joking. Perfect drug?
Yes.
You know, that was a bad idea.
I was very innocent.
Yes.
I know.
Nicole's trying her hand at golf jokes. They're not flying.
Do what?
I said, she's trying her hand at golf jokes and they're not flying. And nope. I don't know if I asked you last time, but how did you meet Trent? How did you meet him? Trent Reznor, was he playing pool by himself too?
No. I met him with his mutual friend. And I think he was on Twitter, came into town. And my girlfriend asked me, she says, Trent wants, she didn't say it was Trent. She says, I have some friends in town and they invite us out to dinner. And I said, okay. And so then we just went to Shandora. It was a Thai restaurant on La Cienega and Sunset. I don't think it's there anymore. So then I walk in, me and my girlfriend, and then her friend was Leo Herrera. He was the interesting for Trent Reznor. Yeah, so we walk in and then she's talking to Leo, and then there's like, here comes Trent and like the whole band. So I'm like, okay. I didn't know what he looked like. I knew his music. But I didn't know what he looked like because he didn't have his face on his album. And so I sit down, he sit down, and she still didn't tell me it was Trent. And so then we order food. And so then he goes, pig. And we'll have dinner. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I look at him, I was like, I know that voice. And I'm like, that's Trent. And I said, oh my God. And so then I just start laughing. And then he was with the girl. He had a date. And then he just kept staring over our direction. And then he had her sit home. After dinner, he was like, I want to meet Yolanda.
Right.
Yeah, my name was Soraya at the time. Soraya Bishop. Like, he calls me Yolanda. That's after my birthday. So he had her sit home. And I met him and the guys after. We went to the whiskey club, the whiskey bar. We went out to where else? To the Mondrian Hotel. And then I went home.
And the beautiful.
Wait, that's how we met.
That's a cool story. And
yeah.
No, I think you did tell that last time. I looked at the show. I must have missed that. But But
then I met his family, obviously. The holidays, 3 years of holidays in a row, and then he went on the tour back to back. And then that's kind of like when things kind of slowed up, because he was touring like for a long time. And I just, and then we just kind of like remained friends. And then 2009, he got engaged and married overnight to that girl. It's like some right. girl from Inglewood. Not Inglewood, I'm sorry.
Is she from Inglewood?
Silver Lake, hysterical. He was.
Oh, I was going to say, is she from Inglewood? I don't know what she's from. His wife.
I have no idea. I think she's Cambodian.
Yeah. So, but you know, it's a good run. You know, it must be, now you've dated a lot of rock stars. It must be tough because they're on the road all the time.
Well, you know what? When there was on the road when I met them, they weren't on the road.
Right.
And then like actors also, when they go and film things like that. So, I don't know. I just have a long time relationship like with them. And we're friends first. So it's right. kind of like works out, you know?
But you're attracted to artists and they're attracted to you.
I'm sorry?
You're attracted to artists and they're attracted to you.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it, a lot of people are attracted to you, but artists in particular can vibe with you.
Yeah.
I like dating artists. I think they're interesting and exciting and they have a lot of depth. So I respect that.
Yeah.
Is that what you found, Seraphim, that they're exciting and they have a lot of depth? That's why you're attracted to them?
Interesting. Interesting, yeah. I don't know. Like Trent's different. It was before and after Hazleton.
Right. But on your website, and I don't know if your boyfriend has had a chance to look at that. I don't want to get him jealous, but you've seen, and there's not a reason to be jealous because she's with you now. But you list a bunch of guys that you dated.
Yes.
Impressive list.
I'm sorry?
An impressive list of good-looking men.
Thank you.
Like, and I was the first one that I saw was Peter Green, the actor that was Zed in Pulp Fiction, is in Usual Suspects. Basically, he was in a mask. Basically, he was in every 90s movie, and I haven't seen him since.
Yes.
What happened to that guy?
City of Lies was the recent one that he was in. Peter Green.
But seriously, I haven't seen him in a movie in like 20 years. What happened to him? He's great.
Yeah, he's back in New York now.
Okay, well.
Yeah, he was in Los Angeles, and wow.
So like everybody else, he left Los Angeles.
Well, we were interesting. You know, we went out on several dates together, and I met Peter Green.
You remember that guy, Nicole? The guy who played Zed?
Yeah.
I don't.
He was the villain in the mask.
We met in LA at a bar, Rainbow.
I remember the villain in the mask.
Yeah, that
I
guy.
Yeah.
Real
yeah, so
voice.
Basically, so you want to know my story with Peter Green?
I would love to hear it.
Oh, how adorable. Well, we met. And yeah, he's so funny. And so he asked me out on a date, and he came to my place and picked up on his motorcycle. And so yeah, so we went out, went to the movies, one. Then we went. The second date was.
Now, wait a second. Was it a movie that he was in, or a different movie?
I'm sorry.
Was it a movie that he was in, or was it a different movie?
Oh no, just like a random horror movie. Yeah, because he just came over and picked me up on his motorcycle. I was like, where are you going? He said, oh, no. I just, what do you want to do? I said, maybe the movies.
Okay. So that'd be cheesy if he's like, we're going to go see Pulp Fiction. And then, you know, hey, that's me. You know, that'll be.
I know. I should have done that. But, yeah, that. And then went to a house party. The next time he picked me up. That's the second date. Celebrity house party, obviously. The third date. He has some friends in town on an event on Sunset we went to, mm-hmm. where he introduced me as Soraya. That's when I had my album Meet Malevolence going on.
Right.
And yeah, he introduced his friends. And then, let me see, oh my God, like a five dates.
Okay, so it just sounds like it was just, yeah.
Do what?
It was, yeah, you went on a few dates and just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, it's just like we just dated. We went on like five or six dates. Yeah, sure. He's a wonderful guy. I don't know what to even say about Peter, except for like, he's an amazing person. I don't know.
He's a terrific actor. I wish he worked more. I would love to see him.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Like even now, I'm just bring the name up as, you know, I don't know. But
what's that?
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that you told me without telling me. I got it. So, but one guy who keeps working is another guy, Isai Morales.
Yes, Isai.
Seems a little old for you.
I'm sorry?
Seems a little old for you.
Well, no, he's not. Okay.
You know Isai Morales, right, Nicole, from La Bamba and NYPD Blue?
Well, at the time he wasn't. At the time he wasn't. It's like, no, he wasn't.
You were younger at the time, too.
To what?
You were younger at the time, too.
Yeah, but how was Isai Morales too old for Seraphim
War? I'm kidding. It's my own hang up. I'm flirting with a younger woman myself. It's my own hang up. But no, I'm just saying, when you look at the list of the guys that you've been with, and you have been, there's actually guys that are older, it looks like, that you've been with, but that are on your list on the website. I don't know. It seemed like he was a little older, and I think he's another terrific actor. So how was that? Hot-blooded Latin lover.
Was he with Isai Morales?
I don't know. You dated him. I didn't. How was he?
What was the question?
How was he, and how did you meet him?
How did I meet him?
Yes.
I met him the same time I met Jason Charles Miller, my producer, Godhead.
Right, Godhead.
It was the same event, the same circle of friends, and both of us, Jason came up to me, and so did Isai. Oh, wow. And me and Jason were friends for, oh gosh, how long have we been friends for? For 18 years.
Wow.
I mean, with Jason for 18 years. And he's my producer currently still.
Yeah, I got to get him on the show. He keeps popping up. Everybody knows him. I know so many people that know him and hang out with him and always tell me about him, and I've never met him.
Oh yeah, he's a good person.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Yeah, he's produced this last album that I'm on.
Right, which I really liked. Your last album as Seraphim War, and you had a single subsequent to that. Actually, when you were on the show in 2018, you would just put out a single, "So You Want to Fuck a Rock Star."
Yeah.
And which I really liked, but an album never came of it.
Oh no, that was postponed. It comes out with Chaos and Innocence. Because it's Chaos and Innocence, You Want to Fuck a Rock Star. And so we're going to do a mini heartbreak tour on that one. But they come out together.
Okay. Well, you never did a full album. You did two singles?
I'm sorry. No, it's a full album.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The whole album is called You Want to Fuck a Rock Star. And every song on the album is called You Want to Fuck a Rock Star. But each song is different, but the same thread called You Want to Fuck a Rock Star.
Right. Okay. Well, if you want to fuck a rock star, just check your streaming services. I'm sure it's on there. And speaking of fucking rock stars, you never told me you dated Danzig. What? Huh?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, I did. And same story. He saw me and he asked to meet me personally. And so I was escorted to his table. And
so he sent somebody over to get you?
Yes.
That's so weird. Danzig-like
move.
I'm sorry?
That sounds like a very Danzig-y move.
Mm-hmm. I was like, it's very... one of my friends would say that's super extra.
Yeah, so he sent one of the guys over. I guess what the story was is that he was one of my friends works with Danzig personally, and he's a manager for Doyle.
Okay.
So he manages Doyle. And so we're out, and I was by myself. I just walked in, and so Danzig said, "Who's that?" And he said, "Oh, that's Soraya." That was my name at the time. And which is Yolanda, and so he goes, "I would like to meet her." So then my friend comes over to me and he goes, "Hey, Glenn wants to meet you." And I said, "Glenn," he goes, "Oh, okay." So I go to the table. Yeah, right. So I go to the table and I sit down.
Who, Glenn Schwartz? No, thanks.
Well, I guess, I said, "Glenn who?" And he was like, "What?" Yeah. I was like, "Well, you didn't say Danzig." Yeah. So I go over there and there he is. He stands up, he hugs me and stuff. And I sit down, he asks if I want something. And it's like the whole band's there, like everybody's there. And so then that's what happened. He asked me out after that. We went to a Japanese restaurant in Beverly Hills on a date. And then went on the second date. We had the same PR, Ron Designs. And
did he put on a real shirt or was he wearing a mesh shirt when he took you to the restaurant?
I'm sorry?
I said, did he put on a real shirt, a dress shirt, or was he wearing the mesh shirt like he always does in the videos? I gotta be sure. I'm making a joke, obviously. He wore a regular shirt, but
For the record, every time I've seen Danzig in person just around town, he always wore a t-shirt and like a jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 He had black on, obviously, and his long fingernails. And
definitely all black.
Yeah. And his long, sharp fingernails, like pointy.
Oh, really? I didn't know you had that.
He sharpened his fingernails like daggers.
Really? And,
Yeah. We had a scene here at the same Nancy, not blah, 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 Nancy Sellers, my other PR, but Rhonda Science is my PR, and she was his PR. And so she was meeting him, I guess, for a meeting, and she was my PR, and I walked in. And so he goes, Soraya, I'm like, hey. And so he invited me to sit down. So we're sitting down, we're having drinks. Here comes Rhonda. And then he asked her to sit down, and they had like some kind of thing he had to do. And then it was over, and then she remained there with us, and then the club was over, and then he asked if I wanted to go hang out after. And I was like, sure. So I hung out with him and Rhonda, RPR, the second time. So I went out with like three times.
Really? Any, I guess that's for the scratches down the back. I don't know what's going on with the fingernails. I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
So
he asked me personally.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I saw Danzig when I first got to LA. I went to a fetish event, and he walked in with like three girls that were like 6 foot tall. And he's, you know, as you know, he's like 5 foot six. So,
yeah.
But he's like a square. He's so buff that it's like, he's like a square.
Yeah. And,
you know, he's what? So he just, so what happened there? Were you really digging him, or was it just another one where you just
went out? Cool. I was still dating Trent Reznor.
Ah. Well, wait. You were two-timing Trent Reznor with Danzig?
Yeah, I told him that too.
What happened? You told Trent that?
And I just, when I was dating Peter Green. So basically, I went out with Trent. Trent's like the longest thread. Okay. But while he was threading, then other guys asked me out, like Peter Green and Glenn Danzig, and I went out with them.
Wow.
So I didn't cheat on Trent. He has a wife married in 2009.
Right.
Exactly. Okay.
But wow, your boyfriend realizes he's in good company now, but he's got to look out.
I'm sorry.
I said your boyfriend knows he's in good company now, but he's got to look out.
Oh, he has to look.
You better watch out for these. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you watch her at all times. I that's what I would do, but. You are somebody that walks in a room and you get a lot of attention. There's no question about it. You're a beautiful woman. After the show last time, we were taking pictures outside the studio. You just love the camera. So what's going on with your movie career?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing now here, shorts. I'm going to do a bunch of shorts. My style is three shorts in one. So that's what I'm doing now here in Hollywood, Florida. Is do a lot of stuff like the shorts and just do, I guess, the film festival and get some of them released. I had a distribution deal before, so because all these things had happened, I used to decide to focus on like one thing at a time. Hence, I'm an occultist. And right. So with the occult comes the film, like the filmmaking. And like when they contacted me from Europe, it was on that, instead of from the occultist. And so I would now, like if I could like continue on doing like my film, because I'm actually pretty good at it. I have like a lot of footage that I shot. And they, you know, people have seen it. So we're getting to that edit right now as I speak. I just came from New York City doing The Scarlet Vampire. You guys seen that? And yeah, so it's like a super cool.
Well, I guess typecasting, huh? You're the Scarlet Vampire. I guess that's typecasting.
The NICAM?
Typecasting. Casting you as a vampire.
Oh, yes. I am the vampire, Yolanda.
I can see that. There's a lot of signs to you. Wait a second. She's giving me the seductive stare that Trent Reznor and Pogo and Danzig could not stay away from. I think I'm getting hypnotized as we're speaking. I don't know. Yeah, this is what happened. You were playing pool. She gave you those eyes, and it was like it was all over.
Who did that?
You did it to this guy. He was playing pool by himself, and you're like, you gave him the vampire stare, and that was it.
My ears are like diving working right now.
Yeah, I know. It's but anyway, so that's good. So you're you keep doing it.
Who, me?
It's been so long since a woman's looked at me like that. I got to tell you, that's what's so arousing. But so these are these horror shorts or these other type of shorts? The stuff that you're filming, what are you filming? Is it horror stuff? Is it occult stuff? Romantic comedies? What are you doing?
We still got your spill material. And it's a bullshit end times.
Right. No, I'm on call. Just let me know when you're ready to film. I'll jump on the plane. I don't care.
Okay. That's still yours. We got great. That. Yeah, we didn't cheat your role yet.
Yeah. So no, I'm just because you are. I mean, you are. I've seen stuff that you have shot, and you are talented, and I can't wait to see some of these shorts. And I think there's two things about the shorts that are good is that with YouTube, it really gives you a platform. And I think people have no attention span whatsoever. So a short is good. And also it's a calling card to show that you can do if you can pull that off, you can pull a feature film off.
Pull off what?
If you could pull off a good short.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can pull off a good feature film. There's a lot of directors that have been hired off of shorts.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm already being with that, so I just have to do it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because I had the deal, and then during that time I just kind of like with Lost Empire and What Took Me for Truth and Phoenix Pictures, it's for 3 years doing 6 horror movies, occult movies, so I still got them on the roster.
Right.
Because I just didn't feel like so much relocating, and then someone took down like my stuff. Like, they stole my .com.
What?
They stole my .com, Sarah from work, and so I called the GoDaddy. I said, "Where's my .com?" And they said, "We don't know." I said, "Well, you have to know where it's at because it was mine." So they researched and they said that someone bought it and it's stationed at domain VIP, and it was directed toward a Japanese porn site. So. So I got another one, sarahpreward.com, with the hyphen in it. So I still have my .com, but if you go to that one, you won't find me. But he says I can do a cease to exist because I did it on purpose.
Well, you won't find Japanese porn, so I might check it out. But that's a whole nother thing. That sucks. I hate that. I lost gothcomedian.com. I got to get it back. And it's just, I guess I could pay, but I really don't want to, but I guess I'm going to have to. But that's nuts. I don't know if you guys know. This is what's amazing about you, and I know we brought this up last time, but I think it bears repeating, is that you were mute for several years in your childhood because you were such a stutterer.
I was a mute.
Weren't you a mute for a couple of years when you were a child?
Oh, but my whole childhood, I was. I couldn't even speak because I stuttered really bad. Speaking impediment. I can speak right. And it went away like in my early teens, like my, I don't know, 18, 19 years old, maybe. And then it came back later on. Like it'll come back once in a while, you know, like without anyone or anything like that.
Not in my experience. Every time I've talked to you on the phone, every time I've had you on the show, you've been quite a talker, which I love. You have a lot to say. There's a lot going on in that mind of yours.
Oh, I know.
I can only imagine how frustrating it would have been not to get that out.
Yeah, well, this is why I started writing, though, was to get things out. And so that's how the novel, like the poetry book came out. I have like a book of poetry that I wrote. That's how I became a script writer, because everything I would write, everybody's like, that's like a movie. Right. Like, because I just like write stories, things like that, or my feelings, or I create a world that doesn't maybe exist, but it does to me. And it has like cool characters in it, but they're actually real. They're not fake characters.
Right.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's amazing that you overcame that. And it's reminds me of James Earl Jones' story, because he was a horrible stutterer and then turned out to be the best actor with the best voice ever.
Exactly.
So yeah, I just I gotta start stuttering. I don't know. I gotta figure that out.
And why don't we stutter anymore? And I'm happy. Yeah,
it's
very difficult to overcome, and you did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you overcame LA. I guess, like you said, LA is getting stagnant, and it's really East Coast is where it's at.
And I think that's what like a lot of misunderstanding came from and comes from. It's like the community in Los Angeles. Like, people get you familiar. You know what I mean? Like, you're a people person. And I think that's why I left too, is to kind of like do my work and not be like, have monkeys around.
Right.
You know, like monkeys just kind of like hang on you and you can't do anything.
Well, Nicole and I will tell you how weird the goth scene is here. It's a little catty at times, especially to
it's very cliquish.
Yeah.
LA, exactly. Yeah.
LA, it reminds me when you go to a club, it's like going to the cafeteria in high school, and all the different groups are all there. They sit out and they do all sorts of things, and you have to travel in a pack, otherwise you just get left behind.
Right. Exactly.
And yeah. Of course, all those packs are going to Austin and Nashville and New York and I guess Hollywood, Florida now.
Vegas. So many of
Vegas,
us have
Vegas too. Yeah, Vegas is getting a lot of.
I went to Vegas, but I just like, I don't know. I've been there and done that kind of thing. You know, I love New York though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm here because my dermatologist.
Well, that's a good reason. But from looking at your face, they're doing a good job.
Thank you.
That skin looks as beautiful and bright as ever. No, seriously, no. I'm looking at you. I don't see any zits. I don't see any craters. I don't see any rosacea, melasma, anything. It looks good. So So are you going to be putting out any more songs?
Any more songs?
Any more songs? Have you been writing? Have you?
I'm a musician.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Because you're doing a movie thing. I don't know what's going on with music.
Yeah, I do it the same. I do it at the same time.
Okay.
I don't choose one or the other. I do it at the same time.
I learned how to fuck a rock star, so I'm waiting for the next thing.
Yeah, the album Lucifer, that one was posted in 2019, doing the You Want to Fuck a Rock Star one.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, there's fucking Lucifer. That's the name of the album.
Right. Okay.
It's pretty badass.
I'm talking about 2022 and beyond. Do we got more albums?
What?
I'm talking about 2022 and beyond. Do we have more albums coming? Do you have more albums coming in the future?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. How did the pandemic affect you?
Oh my gosh. I had to stay in the house. I had to stay in. And because I'm a outdoors kind of person, and oh my gosh, I went to see my this lady who raised me. I can't even call her mom because she's so freaked out about me. It's hilarious. She says she raised a spawn of Satan.
Hmm.
And so I can't call her mom because she's my stepmom. Well, my dad, she was my dad's girlfriend a long time ago. Okay. And I guess my dad already had me, but she raised me until I went to Los Angeles.
Okay.
So I don't know if she's my biological mom or not, but I know that she did date my dad, and she called me the spawn of Satan. So I was locked in with her for like, I don't know, about 6 months. Mm-hmm. 6 months in Indiana, and then that's when I got called in for New York City.
Right. I was going to say 6 months quarantine in Indiana with your stepmother. Doesn't sound fun.
It was hell on earth, dude.
I can imagine.
Do what?
I can imagine.
Because I'm so different, dude. She handled my tattoos and everything.
Well, I got to be honest, Seraphim. You're different from everybody. There's nobody I've ever met quite like you. And take that as a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
It's true. I mean, Nicole, this is definitely a unique individual.
Oh yes, she's one of a kind.
She's definitely one of a kind. Well, I'm glad to hear that you got some music coming out. You've got movies coming out. Anything else? Any books? Any occult stuff? What's going on?
No, that's the super mean. That's like a surprise. So.
Oh, well, there's something coming. Okay.
I'm pretty proud of it too.
I'm sure you are.
Well, my DNA is bona fide.
Yeah, trust me. You're 100% serpents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Serpent Rain. I think that's
what it's called. Pure blood. That's what it's called.
You're a pure blooded angel.
That's why it was hilarious. I was like, this is not even funny. That's why I did that when he said, the Nazi. I said that's like when 28, because that's the same bloodline as my last name.
Right, but I, honestly, in these PC times, I would throw that one out. I don't think you need that. But what, you know, whatever. That? I mean, Sid Vicious wore swastikas, whatever, and it was an ironic thing. And I do get the irony of a mixed race woman calling herself a Nazi angel. I get that, but I don't think everybody is as getting the nuances that I am.
It might cause controversy you don't want. It might distract from the music and the art and stuff. People are simple minded. They don't see these things with broad minds.
Yeah.
What, Nazi? Well,
calling yourself Nazi angel might.
What? Why is that? Off. Why is that word controversial?
Well, Nazis are controversial by nature.
I know, but do you know what they are, though?
People use the word Nazi as an insult. Like, even now.
I know. They said it to the Jews, but my last name is an insult. So you wouldn't tell me I can't be myself. See, that's what I don't understand.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I wrote a book series called Some Fucked Up Shit. So I am not the sort of person to ever try to censor anyone. I was just saying it might lead to difficult conversations, but you should always be bold and be yourself.
What's my last
name? Right, I just, okay. Hey.
So that's my name is Serpent Ward. How about that?
That's fine. I like Serpent
Ward. My last name is Tharp. Tharp, yeah. that's the controversial last name.
Right. Okay. Hey.
That's my birth ID last name.
Right. No, I understand that. I understand that, yeah. I want to get off that. I don't want people to think ill of you at Aww. All. Because I adore you. I think as with every man that crosses your path, I not so secretly fell in love with you, and you're with your boyfriend now, so I'm not gonna do anything. But I'm just saying, you have a seductive power in everything that you do. Before we go, because we teased it last time. Tell me more about the Illuminati. Tell me more about the Illuminati. I want to know.
I don't know. Won't you ask the Illuminati?
What's that?
Won't you ask the Illuminati?
I don't know anything. I first off, people say it's not real, but you say it is.
No, it's mystical.
Oh, okay.
It's the mysticality. You know if you know. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I can't. Like, I don't go to a lodge like some actors do. That's they're called the Masons, so who adopt Illuminati teachings.
Right.
So I'm not a Mason or anything like that. Like, I won't join anything like that. I did that last time. I won't join becoming a Mason or Eastern Star. I'm a Northern Star.
Okay. So you're not going to do any of this stuff, or which I'm putting triangle over the eye and all
it's
that.
It's hilarious. I am next time, though. I know it happens naturally. You don't do it on purpose. It happens naturally. The mystic, it happens by itself.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you might have an inside track on this, and then I'll let you go. And I appreciate, first off, I appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you going to an internet cafe and doing this, because I know everybody around you is freaking out right now. And I appreciate your boyfriend being on camera with us. He looks like a great guy. I wish nothing but the best for you. And, you know, like I say, he's in good company with some real talented people. But, Serpent, you've always been a delight. I will send you the video and audio right away so you can put it on your website. But, okay. Tell us everything you got going on and all your websites, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, gothicmasquerade.com, luciforiavideoproductions.com, and always look for serpent-ward.com. That one's going up after this right here, to connect to the same website that you already see right now. And yeah, also just Scarlet Vampire, just me doing my career in short movies, short films, and I don't know, music and dating.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, today short films, tomorrow the world.
Say it again.
I said today short films, tomorrow the world.
Exactly.
It's all little steps to you achieve world domination. I know.
Yeah, well, no, it's not little. That was actually big. It's pretty big.
I know.
There is not my. I have a lot of investors, so it's not just like my work that I do. It's right. Like it's people that's imparted legally and what I do. It's like partners. So although I get my part done, I have to do their part.
Right. And you're not saying this. I'm saying this. Marilyn Manson, fuck you. Okay. So for any number of reasons, the least of which his last three albums. Nicole. How do people get a hold of you?
I am Nicole Six Books on Instagram and Nicole H Six on Facebook. I will be putting out a new book of poetry either at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year, so December or January.
And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media. Go to darkmarkshow.com. Listen to all the past shows. Get links to everything. And to my comedy, to the podcast, to everything and everybody. Have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Hey.
Bye.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Sarah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good night, Mark.